Radio WRVA. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Rich Herrera with you on this snowy morning. It is Friday, December 5th. Here in Richmond, Virginia, you know, as we celebrate 100 years of The Voice of Virginia, we brought you some great stories. We've also brought you national tragedies like 9/11. But if you go way back to the history of this radio station, one that you heard here on News Radio WRVA was the attack on Pearl Harbor. And as you get ready to celebrate the Christmas season, it's also time to remember a day that'll live in infamy, because if you're listening to News Radio WRVA, you heard FDR give that famous speech just an hour and a half north of here at the Capitol the day after Pearl Harbor was attacked. Take a listen. I'll get it for you in just a second. Pardon me. I'll get that audio for just a second. But as we get ready to celebrate, I keep using the word celebrate, to remember Pearl Harbor Day, we'll have ceremonies honoring those that made that sacrifice that propelled us into World War II. In fact, by the way, here's the speech that will forever be remembered just north of here up in D.C. by FDR.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
The day will be remembered here in Richmond, Virginia. Joining me right now is the past president council chaplain of the Richmond, Virginia Council of the Navy League, Dr. John Harler, joining us here on News Radio WRVA. Sir, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rich, and greetings from the Richmond Council Navy League.
Before we get into the remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day and the service that we'll have over at the Virginia War Memorial, for those that might not understand or know about the Navy League and what you all do, would you take a moment just explain what the organization is and how you support our sea service?
Absolutely, and it's a privilege to have this opportunity to do so. The Navy League of the United States was founded in 1902 by President Theodore Roosevelt. It is a nonprofit, civilian, educational, and advocacy organization that works through a network of 240 councils worldwide to support America's sea services, which includes the United States Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and U.S. Flag Merchant Marine. The Richmond Council Navy League, like the National Navy League, mission is threefold. To support, educate, and advocate. Our motto is "They serve, we support." The Richmond Council supports five adopted ships, three Navy and two Coast Guard, five adopted local naval and Marine Corps JROTC programs, the America Division of the U.S. Naval Sea Cadets, the local Navy Reserve Unit, the Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard recruiting commands, the Military Sealift Command in Norfolk, which is the Merchant Marines, and a fighting FA-18 squadron aboard the USS Gerald R. Ford called the Black Lions. We also support the Virginia Memorial, War Memorial, and the Pearl Harbor Day commemoration since 1985. Our support comes in the form of financial donations to the morale, welfare, and recreation funds of our supported units, provision of such things as large screen TVs, coffee makers, and exercise equipment and other items that are not in the ship's budget for the benefit of the sailors, attendance at command ceremonies, change of command ceremonies, award of the year for sailors of the year, care packages to forward deployed militaries of all branches, attendance at pierside ship tours, day cruises aboard our ships, military bases, and the Oceania annual naval air show, including the Blue Angels. And we also have a deployment dollar program where we provide money to the sailors when they go on deployment. We raise such funds through our annual dues, special donations through what we call the Anchor Club, and our annual golf fundraiser.
Let me jump in here with you. So, again, for those just that are tuning in right now, Pearl Harbor Day is coming up on Monday. We're talking to our friends from the Navy League. They put on, they do so many great things for our sailors, our Marine, our Coast Guardsmen, our Merchant Marine. And that event, of course, is coming up as we commemorate Pearl Harbor Day. But I also want to make sure that you all remember that they'll take, there's three U.S. Navy ships, two Coast Guard ships, and there's things they have on the ship. And by the way, the Navy feeds their folks better than just about anybody else in the world. But there's little things, John, that those creature comforts for guys that are deployed into the Persian Gulf, that go over to Japan, wherever these ships happen to go, that just make that deployment a little bit easier. And the Navy League will help give them some of those creature comforts to remind them that the people back home support them and thank them for their sacrifice and their service. And I think it's pretty neat that you have three different naval ships, the USS Normandy, the Carter Hall, and the and Gravelly, and then two Coast Guard ships as well, two Coast Guard cutters, the Northland and the Spencer, and all of those sailors and Coast Guardsmen and Marines that serve on those ships benefit from what you do here in Richmond, Virginia. Real quick, because I know I got lots of questions, but we're short on time. When we have Pearl Harbor Day of the Remembrance, the Navy League helps put this on and makes it something special at the Virginia War Memorial. What will we see on Pearl Harbor Day and how we remember that day that will live in infamy?
Well, the Pearl Harbor Day event is a collaboration between the Navy League and the Virginia War Memorial, and our program includes the parading of colors, the Pledge of Allegiance, an invocation, a speech by our Navy League president, and then we have a guest speaker who is Rear Admiral John Kamen, who is in charge of these underwater sea services, the submarines. We also call out the names of the 44 Virginians who passed on that day in infamy. And each name that's called, there will be a sailor that will salute and ring the USS Virginia bell.
Wow.
And then we follow that with the Navy hymn. And it's just a wonderful experience in the Pearl Harbor Shrine, War Memorial Shrine of Memory. It's just a beautiful place to do this commemoration every year.
We just have a minute here. How important is it that we remember? Because it's generations and generations that have come and gone since Pearl Harbor Day. And if you talk to anyone who was a little kid, they remember Pearl Harbor Day. It's one of those moments that are etched in time. People go, do you remember where you were? And for older generations, the greatest generations, they'll remember Pearl Harbor Day. The baby boomers will remember when Kennedy was shot. Millennials might remember. Gen X certainly remembers. Where were you on 9/11? This is something we can't allow to be forgotten in our national consciousness.
Well, Winston Churchill famously said, "The price of liberty is eternal vigilance." So the reason we commemorate Pearl Harbor Day is to remain eternally vigilant so that we do not allow this to happen again.
That is so special. If people want to find out more about the Navy League, I'm kind of in limbo right now. I consider myself to be a Navy dad because my son was a midshipman and now he's just finishing school and he's going to go in. But now he's saying, "Dad, I think I'm going to join the Marine Corps instead as a commissioned officer." So I'm not sure whether I'm a Navy dad or going to be a Marine Corps dad when he graduates in May. But if people want to support the sea service and really make a difference for those sailors serving aboard those naval vessels, the Coast Guard cutters, when we have the Blue Angels come to town, or just helping these sailors with little things to let the people know how much we appreciate them, what can people do?
Well, you can join the Navy League. Go to www.NavyLeagueRichmond.com. And this is a United States citizens organization. It is not a veterans organization. As dictated by President Theodore Roosevelt, it was intended to be all citizens of the United States.
Yeah, and there's so many great organizations. The American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary does a great job. The Sons of the Legion do a great job. But those are ones that are directly connected to those serving. This is one that if you're like me and you didn't serve, but you do want to stand behind the world's greatest Navy, you can. And again, the website is NavyLeagueRichmond.com. And again, at the Virginia War Memorial on December 7th, a ceremony will take place honoring those, especially those Virginians that were killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor. Doctor, I appreciate you coming on with this morning and talking about this and making sure that we do not forget the Day of the Living Infamy, and make sure that we honor those that sacrificed their lives that day, and the fact that we keep remembering them is something that just kind of makes me proud as an American.
Rich, ma'am, remind people to put a dash between Navy League and Richmond in the URL address.
Oh, good. Absolutely. NavyLeague-Richmond.com to find out more information and membership opportunities as well. Sir, thank you very much. Let me know about that golf tournament, because I'd love to come out and play and support you all.
We certainly will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You got a friend in this program. All right. God bless you, too. Thank you so much, sir. We'll continue. It's News Radio WRVA.